fifth parak of Sota, second Mishnah. This Mishnah has nothing to do with Sota, but it's something that was said the same day as the previous Drasha and the previous Mishnah that we learned from Vinitva, that she's also, this woman that was not faithful is also to her husband, and after she gets divorced, she will be also usher to the one she was involved with. So, both by Yoim, that day, Drasha Rabbi Kiva, there was another Darshan, Drasha from Rabbi Kiva. Bo Bayom, the Gemara says, is the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came back to his Nesias after he was taken off. So, V'chol Kli Cheres HaShiyipel Mehem El Toichoy, any pottery that one of these tumas, dead sherets, dead rodent falls into it, Kol HaShiba Toichoy Yitmo, anything inside it will become Tomei. Eine Oymet Tomei Elo Yitmo. The it doesn't say it is tamei, it will be metame, which implies the tamei echerim. It will be metame other things. Limit al kikir sheni, shematame shlishi. This is a source that a kikir sheni will be metame shlishi. The kli cheres itself is a rishon latuma because that got tamei from the sherets. The bread that's in the kli cheres will be a sheni batuma because it's touching the kli cheres. And Mimela, if that's going to be time other things, this is a remiss to the concept that in respect to Truma and Kochim, the Sheni can be Matam of the Shlishi. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Migala of me necha, Rabbi Yechim and Zaki. Who will take the earth off your eyes? Rabbi Yechim and Zaki. Shisa Oime, also the Achel the Tar Kikash Shlishi. There's going to come a time that they're going to be Matar the Shlishi. We don't have a clear source that is Tamei. Maybe the Mikra Menatayra, your own Talmud, Rabbi Kiva, have found the support to this from the Torah Shul Tamei Shenema, Kasha Vaseicha Yitmo. So the bottom line is we have a remez in the Torah to the concepts of Shlishi Batumah.